Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. It's another marathon day of testimony at the impeachment hearings on Capitol Hill. And today's witness has delivered perhaps the most significant evidence yet. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign's been following the proceedings. He joins us now with the very latest. Doug?
Yes, Rebecca. European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland in his sixth hour of testimony, minus a couple of breaks. He should be done in, I'm going to guess, 30, 40 minutes. And then there are two more witnesses scheduled for this afternoon, so another really long day back east and here as well. And, of course, as you've been hearing on KCBS every 20 minutes or so, Gordon Sondland did, in fact, draw a quid pro quo, and as he outlined, a scheme orchestrated from the top implicating the president, the vice president, the secretary of state in terms of policy in Ukraine. But on repeated questioning by Republicans, they have managed to get him to admit over and over again that the quid pro quo did not extend to U.S. military aid. It was more about getting the Oval Office meeting and a phone call between Trump and Zelensky. But as Eric Swalwell just said, because they have really hammered Sondland on this presumption thing, saying you're just presuming, it's your opinion, just like the other witnesses who've come forward here, you have no evidence actually tying President Trump to withholding U.S. aid in return for investigations. But two things. One is Eric Swalwell from the East Bay just asked Sondland, look, if somebody walks in a raincoat and boots with an umbrella and they're dripping wet and the umbrella's dripping and there's water over the floor, do you really have to go outside to see that it's raining? Sondland just said, I understand your hypothetical, because he has given a lot of testimony that he was told to go through Giuliani, that Giuliani made clear that the aid was being withheld. Pompeo made clear that the aid was being withheld until there were investigations. Everyone was being directed by the president, even though he never heard the words from the president's mouth, I am bribing Zelensky, or I won't give him the money unless he gives me the investigations. And in fact, he heard the opposite from the president's mouth. No quid pro quo. I don't want anything. I just want him to do the right thing. The point is that he doesn't have to have heard those words to know what was really going on.
Okay. And now we've got Congressman
Jim Jordan, everybody's favorite Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, a fiery sort, never wears a jacket, always has his sleeves rolled up, often seems about ready to head into liftoff. He is now questioning Sondland.
All right. We'll talk to you again later, Doug. Thanks very much, Doug Sovereign reporting. Tens of thousands of PG&E customers are without power in the North Bay and several counties across Northern California. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports from Santa Rosa. Not as many people lost power in Sonoma County as the utility originally estimated. Jeffrey?
Rebecca, about 18,000 people were impacted by the power shutoffs in Sonoma County. That's down about 10,000 from estimates yesterday. But Sonoma County Board of Supervisors President David Rabbit says no matter the numbers, it hurts.
It really goes to the economic bottom line, the ability to pay your rent, make your mortgage, buy food, and put food on your table for your family. If you're losing work or if you're losing income, that is significant.
And many of those impacted had their power shut off two or three times before.
When our power went out, it was for a good 3 or 4 days. So we lost all our food.
It does cause difficulty in people's lives when the power goes out. It just shows us how reliant we are on power.
The electricity was turned off in parts of Windsor, Cloverdale, Kenwood, Glen Ellen, and Oakville, Rutherford, and the outskirts of Calistoga in Napa County. Reporting in Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Thank you, Jeffrey. BART has identified a man arrested in connection with a fatal stabbing on board a train at the South Hayward station as 39-year-old Sacramento resident Jermaine Brim. BART Dinner and Police Chief Ed Alvarez says the stabbing happened yesterday afternoon during a fight on a Warm Springs-bound train as it approached the South Hayward station. Officers responded and found the victim suffering from stab wounds, and a short time later, he was pronounced dead. The victim's name has not been released. Alvarez says police were able to get a good description of the suspect and arrested him on Tennyson Road, about a block away from the train station. And federal prosecutors say a Central California woman's been arrested on suspicion of selling creams tainted with dangerous levels of mercury. The U.S. Attorney's Office says today that Maria Estela Esparza Magallanes sold the creams using Facebook ads. The ads promised the illegal product products would treat acne, remove age spots, lighten skin color. Mercury face tainted face creams have prompted recent warnings from California's Department of Public Health. In July, a Sacramento woman was hospitalized in a semi-comatose state after using a skin cream tainted with mercury.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.